Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Life Code Podcast. This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Code app, which is coming soon, and Life Code LLC. Here at Life Code, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to help you out in life. So, interesting event that happened at work today. Somebody asked me, how many people have actually listened to your podcast? So, I went to Podomatic, which is what I used to upload these podcasts, and I looked under the stats section. Interestingly enough, 21 people have listened in the USA and four from Kenya. I didn't even know that. I mean, these podcasts were international. I thought it was just in the US. So I just want to give a shout out to the four people in Kenya. Don't know who you are, but thank you for supporting us. So in today's session is especially for our veterans that are still serving and are getting out of the military or are thinking about getting out of the military before their 20 years. Dun, dun, dun. Life after the military. Yes, folks, there is life after the military. But seriously, though, the thought process of joining the military and stay 20 years until retirement is not as appeasable to a lot of soldiers these days as it used to be. The military culture and thinking on retirement is definitely not the same, for various reasons, of course. For some of the older soldiers or leaders, it's reasons like women being allowed in combat arms. By the way, I'm fine with that. Women can be in combat arms as long as they can do their jobs. Or for other reasons, such as you can't discipline soldiers like you used to. For the younger soldiers, of course, a lot just want the experience these days, due to 3 to 5 years to get a better job when they get out. No one can really blame them for thinking about their future. At least they serve their country, right? That's what I say. So back to the topic, life after the military. What are the options for veterans that are thinking about getting out, whether it be 20 years, 5 years, or even 3 years? So number one, take advantage of the Soldier for Life program, or SFLTAP. It's a class you take before you get out of the military. They help you with your resume, DD-214, and give you great information on job opportunities for veterans, possibly wherever you're going back to in the United States. SFLTAP recommends you do this at least a year prior to your transition. It'll be a lot of information, of course, but just make sure you get the manager's information for questions afterwards so you can get the best options for you once you get out. Number two, if you're thinking about going back to school, figure out which state you would like to attend at least a year out. Most states offer tuition waivers to vets and sometimes their families, of course. For example, in New Mexico, they offer the Wartime Veteran Scholarship Fund for any veteran who has served in combat since 1990. So you can save your GI Bill for your family, for your family later, or for yourself if you decide you want to go back to school. In Utah, they offer tuition waivers for Purple Heart recipients at any public school or trade school. And of course in Texas, they offer the Hazelwood Act, which is a Texas benefit that provides veterans, spouses, and dependent children with an education benefit of up to 150 hours of tuition exemption, including most fee charges at public institutions of higher education in Texas. So I could tell you where I'm a resident of, and it's definitely Texas because of all the benefits, not to mention the job market is good for veterans as well over there. So you just have to look at what benefits each school and state offers veterans to make the right choice. And last but not least, you can also look at doing a fellowship program. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce offers a program called the Hiring Our Heroes Corporate Fellowship Program. It provides transitioning service members with management training and hands-on experience in the civilian workforce. But even better, you're still on active duty and getting paid while you're training. And not to mention the benefit of networking. Who knows, one of the companies you're working with during your training could actually hire you after you're done. A lot of transitioning officers use this program, and it's really popular among the officer corps. I just wish more of the non-commissioned officers would also use it, so they can, of course, benefit from it as well. The three options I listed aren't all the options available, of course, but it's a guide in the right direction for those that need it. Well, folks, that's it for me tonight. Our next session will cover death and how to cope with death. I hope someone will benefit from the options I listed. If you'd like to give us your business or program a shout out or mention you in our program, email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or you could just direct message us on any of our social media outlets. Stay safe, folks, and I'll see you here next time on the Life Cope app. Thank you for joining us today.